Good morning and welcome to our worship on this, the fourth Sunday in Easter. We are sheltered in place, gathered around God's word and sacrament to share with our community the presence of God from Trinity Lutheran Church. Our participants today are Jim and Sandy Cooper, Maggie Wirth, our organist, Kevin Boatwright, and Phil Becker. We join together in confession and forgiveness. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We keep silence for personal reflection and self-examination. Most merciful God, we confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin and made us alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved. In the name of Christ Jesus, our sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen us with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in our hearts through faith. Amen. We join together in our gathering hymn 778 in Evangelical Lutheran Worship, "The Lord's My Shepherd."
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Also with you.
We join together now in This is the Feast on ELW, page 140. Let us pray. O God, our shepherd, you know your sheep by name and lead us to safety through the valleys of death. Guide us by your voice, that we may walk in certainty and security to the joyous feast prepared in your house. All through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The first reading is in Acts, the second chapter. The baptized devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and the prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right pathways for your name's sake. Prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Shepherd, I shall not be in want.
The second reading is in 1 Peter, the second chapter. It is a credit to you if, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you endure when they do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, so that, free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We join together in the gospel acclamation found on page 142 of Evangelical Lutheran Church. This is the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
And Jesus said, Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate but climbs in by another way is a thief and a bandit. And the one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought them out, all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger. but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, amen. If we had a gathered congregation here this morning, I would ask you, what do you know about sheep? And I'd be curious to see if any of you have ever worked with sheep or worked on a sheep ranch. And the question comes again, what do you know about sheep? Because in the New Testament, Jesus talks about sheep and shepherds a great deal. I have only been around sheep for short periods of time, and I've never actually been around for a shearing or that production of meat thing called slaughtering. The other day I was playing around on the internet looking up shepherds and sheep, and I found this interesting piece of information from the Australian Guide for Sheep Rearing. The information about going into the sheep biz gave a picture that it was a really difficult job. And they listed some quick facts about sheep. Here are a few of them. There are 1 billion sheep in the world and 900 different breeds. Sheep have best friends. Sheep and shepherds are mentioned 247 times in the Bible. Australia has 145 million sheep, and Australia produces about 80% of the wool used for clothing. Sheep have excellent hearing and poor vision. Sheep have excellent long-term memory with a memory system similar to humans. Lambs identify their mothers by the mother's bleat. There are additional characteristics of sheep that make them seem almost human. Sheep are social animals and they follow a leader. Sheep do not think well for themselves. Sheep are easily frightened. Sheep are vulnerable. A lost lamb is quickly no longer alive. Although social, sheep are completely self-centered. And sheep have very short attention spans. As I read about sheep, I thought about how similar they are to human beings and how some of the characteristics and some of the things about sheep that make them who they are characteristics that are found in human beings. We can only survive without adequate food. Many of us need to be watched continually. We need protection, and some of us are pretty short-sighted, both literally and figuratively. On the advantage side of being a sheep, we multiply pretty easily, and sometimes, or we human beings multiply pretty easily, and sometimes, and in some ways, but not always, we can be trained. Our psalmody for today is perhaps the words that we most often associate with our understanding of sheep and shepherds. We become the sheep, and Jesus is the good shepherd. These are the words that are used time and time again in our lives to give comfort, and I cannot tell you how many times I have been with someone who was seriously ill or someone who was dying, and to ease their fear and pain, I have said the words of the 23rd Psalm. In fact, more often than not, I've recited the 23rd Psalm using the words that I learned as a child from the old King James Version of the Bible. Most of us know those words. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. These are words of comfort and peace. In our gospel lesson today, we are introduced to words from John that we associate with Good Shepherd and with Good Shepherd Sunday. But the words, "I am the Good Shepherd," do not appear. What we have in the first 10 verses of John's gospel in the 10th chapter is an invitation to an abundant life through a relationship with Jesus. The words are pretty clear, that the sheep follow the gatekeeper because they know his voice. They hear his voice. They follow because they know that they know that voice, and they do not know the voice of strangers. I'd like you to think for a moment about all of the voices in your life. Voices that have given you comfort, peace, a feeling of security. Whose voices were they? Parents, grandparents, a particular friend? When you heard that voice, do you remember how that voice made you feel? When a mother quiets a crying child, she does it with a touch and voice. It is the caressing hand and the sound of the mother's voice that settles, comforts, and gives protection and peace to a baby. I believe that we all have voices in our lives that we hear that give us security, give us that comfort and that peace. And Jesus, as the Good Shepherd, is the one who lets us into a relationship with God. It is the voice of Jesus that beckons us into that relationship. There's an old Lutheran hymn, hard to sing, but I'd like to share some of the words with you. The hymn is, "I Heard the Voice of Jesus Say." The first verse, "I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and find rest. Lay down, O weary one, lay down your head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, so weary, worn, and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad." The voice of the Good Shepherd is an invitation into a relationship. It is the voice that gives us a sense of comfort and peace, like the voices in our lives that have given us peace, comfort, and security. The voice of Jesus calls us into a place where we have the overwhelming sense of well-being. The invitation into a relationship is clear, and the gift that Jesus invites us to, is the one that gives us life and gives it abundantly. One of the things that we human beings have, the kind of struggles that we have, some of the struggles that sheep have, are always couched in ways in which we look for those people that we will follow. We have a need to be social, and sometimes we do not think well for ourselves, and we need to have someone help us with our thought process. We are vulnerable to so many things that can hurt us, and when we are alone, we can have our lives threatened. And even though we are social, we are self-centered, and our selfishness leads us to self-destruction. We still live in the midst of a pandemic. And one of the things that I find fascinating about our time and our space in this Western civilized culture that we are immersed in is that we're looking for slogans and symbols and words that will give us comfort. I've been struck, because I don't watch a lot of television, but when I do, it's usually background noise, and so many times I stop what I'm doing when I'm listening to a CBS channel, and I hear those words, "We can do this together. We can pull together. We can all help one another. We can all care about one another." And I think of all of the times in my life that for a brief moment we've done that. We've helped each other. We've cared for each other. But like sheep, we have short memories. And after a little bit, we begin wandering, going back to the same things that we used to do. Most human beings are like sheep. We have a short attention span. And we tend to forget what God has done for us. We tend to forget that we have a good shepherd who loves us and will never leave us. And we tend to forget that we need to be one flock. We tend to forget that we are one with the good shepherd, just as the good shepherd is one with the Father. And we tend to forget that the good shepherd taught us one simple thing to do with our lives: to love God the Father and each other. So in the days ahead, let's practice a memory that is more long-term, and let's love each other and pull together every day. Amen. And now we join together in singing the hymn of the day. It is ELW 764, "Have No Fear, Little Flock."
Let's all join together in the Nicene Creed and the page 104 of the ELW. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Uplifted by the promised hope of healing and resurrection, we join the people of God in all times and places in praying for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Shepherding God, we thank you for the educational ministries of your church. Enrich the work of teachers, professors, mentors, advisors, and faculty at colleges, seminaries, and learning sites. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Creating God, we praise you for those who maintain and operate farm equipment, for those who plant and harvest crops, for local farmers' markets, and for those involved in agriculture of any kind. Strengthen their hands as they feed the world. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Guiding God, no one should be in want. Bid the nations to return to your paths of righteousness and inspire our leaders to walk in your ways so that all may have the opportunity to live abundantly and sustainably. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Comforting God, you carry us tenderly. We pray for those who walk through dark valleys, overshadowed by anxiety and overwhelmed with suffering. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Nurturing God, you desire justice for the hungry. Bless advocacy work, food pantries, and feeding ministries in our congregations. Be with all those who feed the homeless and care for those infected with COVID-19. May none of our neighbors lack for basic needs. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Everlasting God, your beloved have heard your voice. You have called them by name and guided them to your side in death. We thank you for their lives of faithful witness. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. With bold confidence in your love, Almighty God, we place all for whom we pray into your eternal care. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
At this point in our worship, we pause to share God's peace with one another. And as we do that at home or wherever we are listening to this broadcast, we invite you to understand what an incredible blessing it is to have God's peace rain down on us, no matter where we are, no matter what circumstances we are in. So now, as we reflect on that, we share the peace of God. The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you.
Saves me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. For the Lord is my stronghold and my sure defense, and he will be my Savior.
Surely it is God who saves me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. For the Lord is my stronghold and my sure defense, and he will be my Savior.
for you shall draw water with rejoicing from the springs of salvation. And on that day you shall say, give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name.
Surely it is God who saves me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. For the Lord is my stronghold and my sure defense, and he will be my Savior. Make his deeds known among the peoples. See that they remember that his name is exalted. Sing the praises of the Lord, for he has done great things.
And this is known in all the world.
Surely it is God who saves me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. For the Lord is my stronghold and my sure defense, and he will be my Savior. God who saves me, I will trust in him and not be afraid. For the Lord is my stronghold and my sure defense, and he will be my Savior. Surely it is God who saves me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. For the Lord is my stronghold and my sure defense, and he will be my Savior.
We continue our worship now as we join together in the communion liturgy. This is traditionally Good Shepherd Sunday, and the meaning of the bread and wine each year increases in meaning and import as we share what the Good Shepherd has given us. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, you have brought us this far along the way. In times of bitterness, you did not abandon us, but guided us. You guided us into the paths of life, of love and light. In every age, you sent prophets to make known your loving will for all humanity. The cry of the poor has become your own cry. Our hunger and thirst for justice is your own desire. In the fullness of time, you sent your chosen servant to preach good news to the afflicted, to break bread with the outcast and despised, and to ransom those in bondage to prejudice and sin. And so, at this time, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Amen.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." In the same manner also, when the meal was finished, Jesus took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant of my blood, which is shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Because of what God in Christ has done for us, because of this, the bread of heaven and the cup of salvation, we are bold to come and receive these gifts of life. And as we prepare to pray the Lord's Prayer together, I would invite everyone at home to find some bread and some wine or some juice and gather with each other and prepare to commune each other with the words, "Take and eat when I speak them, and take and drink." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. This bread and this wine are gifts of God for you, the people of God. All are welcome. We join now in singing Lamb of God on page 146. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. We join together in singing our first communion hymn, "The King of Love My Shepherd Is," ELW 502. now if you have a bit of bread, please break it and either take it yourself or give it to whomever you are with and say the words, "Take and eat the body of Christ given for you." And now whatever you have to drink, if it's wine or grape juice, lift the chalice, lift the cup, and say, "Take and drink the blood of Christ shed for you." And now we join together in our second communion hymn, "Shepherd Me, O God," 780. May the one who brought forth Jesus from the dead raise you to new life, fill you with hope, and turn your mourning into dancing. And now may Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless each of us now and forever with the gift of this bread and wine, so we might always know your living presence. And now, as we prepare to end our worship, hear these words. Life-giving God, you've given us your word. You've given us bread and wine. You've given us the Good Shepherd, the meal that you have opened us to, and your presence that we receive enables us to go forth from this place with the gifts of Easter, with all in need, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our sending hymn today is 883, All People That on Earth Do Dwell.
Christ is risen just as he said. Go in peace, share the good news. Alleluia.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia.
Would you appropriately stay 6 feet away from me for a little while, because Phil will want to talk. Did you hear what I said?